Hello, this is Senator Rusty Black with your Capitol update. This week, my primary focus was continued in-depth review of the state budget received from the Missouri House of Representatives. Working alongside appropriation staff, we're carefully going through the budget line by line. Committee and floor activity also remained busy throughout the week. On Monday, the Senate Local Government Committee voted several bills due pass and moved them forward in the legislative process. On the Senate floor, another dozen bills were perfected and third read this week. I was also pleased to see continued progress on Senate Bill 975, the legislation relating to ambulance districts. This bill would modernize certain provisions for ambulance district governance and help support struggling ambulance districts across the state. On April 1, the House Local Government Committee voted Senate Bill 975 due pass, positioning the bill for further consideration in the House. Another encouraging development this week came from the Missouri Treasurer's Office, which highlighted strong results from the latest MOBUX agriculture application period. During this round, 158 linked deposit applications were approved, representing more than $63 million in support for farming operations, equipment purchases, and long-term capital investments. The program lowers borrowing costs by about 2-3% through participating lenders. Just as importantly, MOBUX is not limited to agriculture. The linked deposit program also supports Missouri small business, helping expand economic opportunity across our state. The small business category reopened on April 1 with $100 million available. The eligible businesses can use the loans for expenses like inventory, rent, utilities, equipment, renovations, and property purchases. Northwest Missouri also continues to be home to many outstanding destinations recognized through the Show Me 250 initiative. From historic attractions in St. Joe like the Pony Express National Museum to Marceline's Walt Disney Museum to natural destinations such as Lost Bluff National Wildlife Refuge and our state parks, our region has so much to offer. I encourage you to visit showme250.mo.gov to explore the 250 can't-miss attractions across our great state. As always, it is an honor to represent the people of the 12th Senate District. Thanks for listening, and please do not hesitate to contact my office if I can ever be of assistance.